It's June 13th, and I can't keep my thoughts on this whole Christopher West thing to myself any longer. Okay, let me back up. Who's Christopher West, you ask? He's the guy who has made John Paul II's Theology of the Body accessible to everyone in the English-speaking world. His books, lectures, and workshops on the revolutionary theology of the body have brought thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands, to more fully understand Catholic teaching on sex, marriage, love, and relationships. More than that, I'd say that thanks to Christopher West, hundreds of thousands are now living the theology of the body. I think JP2 would be pleased. And many were pleased when Christopher West was interviewed on ABC's Nightline several weeks ago. What better press than that? Except that after the interview aired, West had become the newest Catholic to be martyred at the hands of the secular media. The controversy? Well, partly, it was that Nightline claimed that West hailed both JP2 and Hugh Hefner as his heroes. Except Christopher West never said that. We don't know what he said because that part never aired. But those who've taken West's workshops are familiar with the whole Hugh Hefner bit. Christopher West says he feels sorry for Hugh Hefner and that he feels his pain. He does agree that Hefner was attempting to fill a void, except that he did it the wrong way. The right approach was the approach of John Paul II. There were a few other misquotes and a few more elements of the controversy, but here's my take. And I'm not an expert on Christopher West, I haven't read all his books, but I know my theology of the body quite well. Those who have read every book West has written, they know the truth. Those who are critical of him probably haven't read all his books. And if the scripture passage that says that by their fruits you will know them means anything, then Christopher West's work is sound. The fruits are many. I'm Pedro Guevara Man, and this is Salt and Light Radio.